So I got an SMS earlier from someone who says, where is that SMS? TP Matonsi from Pretoria says, Clement, I am still drunk since yesterday. That's an SMS that I got on 31702. Liquor stores opened their doors for the first time yesterday in 2 months. And that's why you've got a situation like what TP Matonsi is going through now, because we're officially under level 3 lockdown, which means you can buy booze between 9 and 5 o'clock between Monday and Friday. Many were queuing outside liquor stores yesterday. It was like a Pooza Thursday of sorts. People enjoyed their alcohol. So I want us to check with hospitals if anything changed, because we know about the links between the consumption of alcohol and violent crime, motor vehicle accidents, and other medical emergencies that burden our health system. Health professionals have told us before that we don't need that burden at a time when all public and private health resources should be preparing to receive and treat COVID-19 patients. So since so many people were enjoying their alcohol yesterday, what movements are we seeing in hospitals? Let's speak to Dr. Nkele Lisia, who is the CEO at Chris Baragwanath Hospital. Dr. Lisia, thank you so much for your time. What change has the hospital witnessed since the sale of alcohol was unbanned yesterday compared to the 2 months of lockdown when the ban was in place, especially in your emergency and trauma units?
Good afternoon, Clement, and good afternoon to the listeners. Yes, indeed, since yesterday in 24 hours in our trauma unit, we have observed that the number of patients has now increased. Just to give an example, on the 31st of May, we only saw 66 trauma patients. But yesterday, within 24 hours after alcohol was allowed, the same number of patients in trauma unit almost doubled up. Mm. And majority of the patients were actually drunk. We see patients with stab wounds, gunshot wounds, and general assaults. And as clearly, I mean, the unbanning of alcohol is going to increase the number of trauma cases we are seeing. Mm. During the lockdown, level 5 lockdown, we did not see, our trauma unit was actually empty. During level 4 lockdown, we saw some cases, but they were much reduced than before the lockdown.
How big? Sorry, doctor, I wanted to ask, how big is that a concern? From now on, people have access to alcohol. What impact do you think this will continue to have down the line, especially as hospitals try and prepare for a surge in COVID-19 cases where more people may need to be hospitalized?
Yeah, this is not, I mean, for us as a hospital, we're really going to have challenges with this unbanning of alcohol, because the increase in number of trauma cases, it means we need to, you know, we have to ventilate some of these patients who are suffering from trauma injuries. So it means our wards are going to be, you know, trauma ward, the resource area is going to be full, and this has got a backflow. If resource is full, then generally even our medical side of the emergency department is going to have an impact as well. And in the present climate where we're dealing with COVID conditions as well, it is not ideal to have overcrowding, especially in the emergency department.
Yeah.
Because that can contribute to spreading of the, because we have to screen all of these patients, which means now, even after hours, you know, screening of patients that come after hours is going to be a challenge for us. Mm. Because we'd like to screen them before they actually come into the emergency department.
Mm. Doctor,
so that is going to increase the waiting time in the screening tents, because we have to make sure that they bypass the screening before they actually get assistance.
Mm, that is a big concern. Let me also ask about this, Doctor. We're just out of time. Has the hospital seen an increase also in, I suppose, cases that are not related to COVID-19? Because a concern that some have raised is that other prevalent illnesses like TB, HIV have almost been put at the back with the focus now on COVID-19. And maybe when you answer that, you can also confirm with us on whether or not we've also seen an increase in cases of malnutrition.
Look, at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, we haven't really seen an increase in malnutrition because of COVID. We have been having cases of malnutrition, I mean, as a province, even before COVID, but actually at Bara, the trend shows that the numbers are coming down. So we cannot relate COVID, the lockdown to the malnutrition figures that we see. But I think it's because of the general socioeconomic condition that we have a problem of malnutrition, not necessarily because of the COVID. In terms of other cases that are not, you know, the TB, the pneumonias, during the lockdown, actually, we noticed that in our medical department, which has got like 730 beds, the number of admissions did go down. I mean, we're below 50% of the capacity. But now the numbers clearly, because it's winter time, they're beginning to pick up, which is going to present a challenge to us because we have to deal with COVID. And at the same time, you know, this is the season for pneumonias and the respiratory infections. So we are going to have a problem trying to, you know, to juggle between COVID and non-COVID patients. But that is the nature of the job that we have to deal with.
All right. Doctor, let me thank you this afternoon. Dr. Ngelele Siya, the CEO at Chris Baragwanath Hospital. Very concerning what she says there, that the number of patients in their trauma units has increased. They were looking at 66 just before the sale of alcohol. The ban on the sale of alcohol was lifted. She's telling us that that number doubled in the trauma units. A lot of the patients were drunk. So that is proving to be a challenge to hospital. But she's also confirming there what the Minister of Health, Zweli Mkhize, said about the cases of malnutrition increasing. Remember what the President and CEO of the South African Medical Research Council said, Dr. Glenda Gray, when she was quoted to say there is there are now new cases of malnutrition and specifically mentioned at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. Well, the CEO of the hospital, again, is confirming that that is not really the case. They're not seeing the new cases and those increasing cases. And she's also confirming that even the cases that they're seeing, they're not because of COVID-19. So again, I ask, are we ever going to see Glenda Gray issuing an apology for that inaccurate comment?